Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:17 a.m. We welcome to our newspaker line our very good friend, soon-to-be former state senator Mike Bell, who's now been named the senior advisor to the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you are ending a 15-year career in the Tennessee General Assembly. Your last day is August 31st. That's what, a week from Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you begin your new role as a senior policy advisor and legislative affairs advisor with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. How did this come about, Mike?
Well, as you and I have spoken before, I think we've spoken on the air at least once since I announced I wasn't running again. The legislature is not a place where you make a wage to live off of. I'm getting older. I've been self-employed pressure washing houses and cleaning windows for 30 years. And I knew when I announced that I was not going to run again in October of last year that there probably would be some possibilities out there for me to continue my service in state government. And, there have been a couple different things that I've looked at over the last several months, over the last almost year, but TWRA and the opportunity to work for them has come up, time and time again, and that opportunity came about a few months ago, or a few weeks ago, I should say, when I met with the director and he offered me the job, and I'm looking forward to going there. I'm a lifetime outdoorsman. I live out in the woods. I've got a little house out in the woods. I've got a lake behind me that I've got stocked with fish. I kill deer and turkey off the property I live on, and I've been living outdoors and enjoying the beautiful creation of God in our state since I was 2 and 3 years old, when my grandfather first started taking me trotline fishing on the Tennessee River in Birchwood. And so I'm excited about this opportunity, and I think it's no secret that TWRA's had some bumps the last few years with the legislature, and I believe I have a good relationship with my colleagues in the Senate and in the House, and maybe I can help some in that area with building that relationship and making it even stronger between TWRA and the General Assembly, and look forward to doing that.
Well, in terms of your full-time gig, which has been all the time that you've been doing the Tennessee General Assembly work as a state senator and before that as a state representative, you had this pressure washing business, and you got up and you did pressure washing in houses like what, 4 or 5 times a day, and it kind of wears on you, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, I had hip replacement surgery about 2 months ago. Now, that was actually from a firefighting accident. I've also been a volunteer fire and rescue worker, certified first responder, and at a house fire back in 2008, I had a little run-in with a hose and broke my hip, and then after 14 years, the bone finally died. I had necrosis set in, and the doctor said I had no choice but get it replaced. So I'm no longer walking with a cane, but I am still limping a little bit while I'm recovering from hip replacement surgery.
Wow. So what's it going to be like not having to go up and, climb up on the houses and do the pressure washing?
Well, it'll be, in fact, it's already been different. I've not worked since last December because of the physical limitations on my hip. And so it is strange. I miss it. There's something about physical labor, I think, that's unique. It makes you feel good to get out and do physical labor. And I'll say I've been, I call it, of course I was getting paid, but I call it almost like a service. I've been serving literally hundreds of customers in 4 or 5 counties and even in 3 states. I had customers in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia that I worked for. And I enjoyed working for them. I actually miss seeing them. I built relationships with them over the years, and I'm going to miss that interaction I've had with them. But I'm going to replace it with something else. Working with TWRA and getting to meet not only their fantastic employees and the officers that they have all over the state, but also interacting with the General Assembly and other people around the state where TWRA may have an issue. And so I'm looking forward to this new role.
So let's talk about how big is the TWRA and what are its duties and authorities statutorily?
Well, I can't answer all those questions yet. I do know they have several hundred game officers, wildlife officers throughout the state of Tennessee, and their main focus is protecting our beautiful, you know, outdoors that we have here and enforcing our game laws. You know, Michael, I'm 59 years old. I was almost, let's see, probably 26, 27 before I saw my first whitetail deer in the wild. Now, I saw tracks as a teenager and thought I'd seen a ghost. There just weren't that many whitetail deer in the state of Tennessee, except for a few isolated pockets. And we look back, and now we got so many deer that they're now probably the number one cause of insurance claims. I've hit three deer with my car in my life, and they're from one end of the state to the other. But it's a true success story about how the white-tailed deer have been restored in the state of Tennessee and the wild turkey. And that's been because of the hard work of our wildlife agency and the enforcement of our game laws. Back before we had game laws and you just had unrestricted hunting, we literally wiped out the white-tailed population, the wild turkey population, and other animals. But now that we have reasonable restrictions on when you can take them, how many you can take, we've seen their populations flourish all over the state, and it's nothing to see deer driving through a suburb of Nashville. They're everywhere, and it's really a success story that we've had here in Tennessee, and it's due to the hard work of our wildlife agency and this, you know, having reasonable restrictions on when you can take deer and other wildlife.
Now, will you be working out of the Nashville office or down there in the Chattanooga area where you're from, or where will you be based?
I'll be working primarily out of the Nashville office, but working in other areas of the state as well. You know, going to meet with people who and maybe local government who may have an issue that's come up concerning wildlife, and going around the state meeting with our employees and listening to them about what we can do better. But I will be working out of office in Nashville, but getting home as often as I can and working from home as often as I can as well.
Now, do you report directly to the executive director, Jason Maxedon?
I do. I report directly to him. He's relatively new as the director. I think he's been on the job about 2 months. He's been with the agency 30 years. And there's a brand new team of people, his leadership team that he's hired. Tory Grimes, who's the new general counsel. Tory has been working with me and working with other members of the General Assembly for at least 10 years as the general counsel for the Department of Corrections. He's great. He knows how to work with the legislature. He knows how to navigate what can be an unusual environment that sometimes down at the legislature. He's also hired Brandon Ware. Brandon is one of the new deputy directors. Brandon's from my area of the state. He's from Monroe County. In fact, he and I probably first ran into each other years ago as I was bear hunting in the mountains of Monroe County. And then he's also hired Frank Fisk to be one of the new deputy directors. Frank is coming from the fisheries division of TWRA. Very knowledgeable, lifetime TWRA employee as well. And then the last person in the leadership circle is Emily Buck. Emily's she's our PR specialist. She's the one who's going to be helping us work with the media and making sure that we're putting TWA's best foot forward. But she's from Robertson County, got a strong rural background. I think she was very active in FFA and 4-H, and then she also worked for Congressman Black in her office. And so we've got a whole brand new leadership team there at TWA, and look forward to see where we can take conservation and wildlife in this state.
Last question for you. How weird will it be for you in January when the Tennessee General Assembly convenes and you will not be there sitting on the floor of the state Senate?
It's going to be strange. It's going to be strange. In fact, I've been watching the news this morning. As you know, our trigger law is getting ready to go into effect on the 25th, something that many of us who are pro-life have worked for years to see this day coming, and it's coming. And They were talking about all the potential legislation that's going to be introduced, some by those who want to, take us back to where we were at, allow abortion, maybe other bills that could tweak the current law that we have. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not going to be involved in that. And so it's going to be a different for me. But I'm looking forward to being able to concentrate on one area, and that area is conservation. That area is our wildlife, our God's creation in our state. It's going to be different, but it's going to be good because I'm going to be able to concentrate on one area and help with it, and I'm looking forward to it.
State Senator Mike Bell, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy your last days as a state senator and your new job as senior advisor at the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Mike, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll have more with Crom Carmichael when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.